People principle number three. Look for leverage everywhere and exploit it like crazy. Management leverage. Noun. An advantageous condition in which a manager is positioned to exert a relatively small amount of time and energy that will yield him a relatively high return. Discouraging or reinforcing an employee's behavior is so much easier than most managers make it look. Once you determine what each person wants and doesn't want, you can implement a highly customized system of carrots and sticks that effectively shape each individual's behavior. At the end of the day, you're their boss, and ultimately you have significant influence over their career paths, image among higher-ups, access to certain company perks, etc. As part of your one-on-one meetings with your team members, take some time to find out what makes each of them tick. Find out about their personal lives, career aspirations, internal and external pressures, and trigger points. These will be very useful to you, as you need them to move in a particular direction. Think like the parents of a 5-year-old child, as everyone's finishing off pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving night. They ask their kid what he wants for Christmas, and the kid sings like a canary. Fast forward 2 weeks later at the mall, when the kid starts throwing a fit because Santa is on a long break, and the parents have to race home to get ready for the office holiday party. Now, little Johnny, Santa might not be here now, but you know he's watching. And if he doesn't see you pull it together real soon, he'll never bring you the new soldier fort you were hoping to get. It works like a charm. Your employees are no different. Ellen, who has made it very clear in her one-on-ones with you that she wants you to submit her name as a management candidate when a position opens up, has given you a huge hunk of leverage. So when she fails to take an active mentorship role with the newbies you asked her to look after, you can dangle the management position in front of her to get her re-engaged. Ellen, I'm noticing that our newbies could benefit from someone taking them under her wing. This might be just the display of leadership that I can reference when my boss comes to me looking for management candidates. One more very important note about leverage. Just because you maintain a direct management position over someone does not mean that leverage lies in your favor. You might need to look high and low for leverage of your own. Think of your franchise employee. He can't